bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Woo, been drinking too much Pepsi. Lord have mercy. Too much Pepsi. Electric rates keep increasing. Don't force electric cars on us. Grid is not close to ready. That's true, Ann. I don't even know what that means. But electric rates are going to go up. Don't force electric cars on us. You'll just have to pay more. And so instead of paying gas, you'll just pay electric. Like, I don't even think we can take the grind. I don't think we can take the increase in output. Our electric grid would just fall apart. It would actually fail. It's Pop-Off Friday, right? It's Pop-Off Friday. And I think there's no time better to pop off than right now.
Number 5.
From JS Online, so a Milwaukee man is facing multiple felony charges of fraud and money laundering after allegedly stealing mail from mailboxes and forging checks in West Allis, Milwaukee, and Wauwatosa. It's alleged that Braxton Clark, 27, attempted about $315,000 in fraudulent transactions, according to the criminal complaint filed this past Tuesday in Milwaukee County Circuit Court. Of that amount, police say Clark was successful in depositing $287,000. So you're talking about a guy that went from not having any money or making a normal income to $287,000 in a bank, which is over the amount of money to be insured. But you know, if you put in more than $10,000, what's going to happen? They're going to fill out a SAR, suspicious activity report. And then people are going to be like, hey, where that money come from? An arrest warrant for Clark was issued this past Wednesday. That's according to online court records. Clark is facing 8 felony counts per the complaint. What are those charges? Every time he tried to do it, they added conspiracy. And then the completed ones he did, they charged the crime. Conspiracy to commit fraud, conspiracy to commit theft and movable property greater than $100,000, conspiracy to commit unauthorized use of personal identifying information or documents, unauthorized use of personal identifying information or documents, conspiracy to commit money laundering, conspiracy to commit fraud against financial institution over $100,000, conspiracy to commit wire fraud against a financial institution, and bail jumping. If convicted on all the counts, he could face a fine of $150,000 and or 70 years in prison. Several offenses are being charged a single time as conspiracies. That's according to the complaint. The state reserves the right to issue each fraud transaction that occurred. Think about that. It's called check washing. So from May 2024 to October 2024, where he stole mail from the U.S. Postal Service blue drop boxes. It's called a mailbox. Like, what are you talking about, blue drop box? Like, oh, young people in their writing. From the mail, he obtained checks and altered the pay to and amount fields to benefit himself and others. The investigation indicated the checks were frequently deposited into multiple different accounts, which also were newly created and had little or no transaction history. Soon after the deposit, the fraudulent funds were withdrawn, the police said. The complaint also said Clark engaged in a broad scheme to defraud individuals and financial institutions by stealing and altering checks. Multiple financial institutions were impacted, including PNC Bank, Fidelity Investments, JP Morgan Chase Bank, One United Bank, and U.S. Bank. So West Allis started receiving complaints about mail theft and forgery. Reports indicated multiple people mailed checks between May and October that were forged and made payable to a different name. Clark was suspected because many of the fraudulent checks were altered, were payable to him. Okay, we know why he got caught now. Okay. So you made the check out to yourself. Oh, Lord.
Number four.
From WISN.com, stemming back to 2020. Milwaukee police are investigating a possible sex slave operation in the Concordia neighborhood. Online records show Austin Cronister is booked into the Milwaukee County Jail, charged with human trafficking, two counts of sexual assault, and false imprisonment. This goes back to 2020. Court documents say that Cronister lived in the home with multiple women at the same time, made them sign a contract to live there. The contract mentioned obedience, sex, and to wear a collar to remind the women they were at all times being evaluated for service. Prosecutors say Cronister was the only one with access to the collar's key. Complainant details two women's experiences in the home, and both make claims of sexual assault at the hands of Cronister. And one said if she disobeyed, he would hit, choke, trip, kick her, and there were also threats to inject her with a substance that would be harmful to her. The other said the women all had the same slave tattoo. In addition to tattoos and branding, the defendants were assigned slave numbers. Prosecutors describe another woman assisting the suspect. They say she would keep the victim's birth certificates and social security cards in a safe that only she could access. Now, here's the kicker. Online records show Cronister, who's in custody, is licensed to be a real estate agent and private detective. He called the property House St. Pierre, and a sign on the back of the house shows the moniker, and the victim said Cronister asked the women to change their last names to St. Pierre, and it appears at least one of them did. We got some sick people in the world. I'm sorry. We got some really, 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 really sick people in the world. I don't know what that's about. But he's another one that if he's found guilty, he should go to jail.
Number three.
Well, we talked about it earlier. Milwaukee cop helped street gang target rivals. That's according to a complaint. A District 6 Milwaukee police officer used a police database to provide information to a convicted felon, help the felon conceal the true identity of stolen vehicles, and admitting to offering to sell guns to the felon. Interesting, to say the least. Jawan Madlock, who is now resigned from the police department, had about 10 years of service with the Milwaukee Police Department, and they raided a house in Greenfield, subsequently found texts to the police officer from the person they were looking at who was part of the Berlizeau family, and it went from there. Investigators believe Madlock, 29, among other things, used the police database to identify identical vehicles, get the plates to put on the felon's stolen cars. So when they ran the plate, it would look like it was valid. So, Well, as if that wasn't enough.
Number two.
This from JS Online. Milwaukee County tracks a deputy falsifying jail logs, an officer stealing during a search warrant. An off-duty officer hit a parked car after leaving the bar and then lied about it. Now imagine one of them arresting you. This is an article by Ashley Lutheran. Under the law, you have a right to that information. How and when you get access to it depends on the prosecutor, who filed criminal charges and brings a case to court. Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office has a system for tracking officers with credibility concerns, allegations of dishonesty or bias. But I think allegations of dishonesty or bias should only be if it is confirmed that that's what it was, then you get it. But if you think somebody's biased or you think they're dishonest, I don't know if an allegation should be there. Or if they have past criminal charges, but it's inconsistent, incomplete, and relies in part on police agencies to report integrity violations. This was an investigation by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, TMJ4 News, and Wisconsin Watch. They did an analysis, gave it to Milwaukee County District Attorney Kit Laverne, and raised questions about specific cases. He removed 7 officers from the database and acknowledged one officer should have been added to it years ago. And so there's a list. There's a list. There's a Brady list that has a list of all the officers, their name, department they work. And so it tells whether or not the infraction or allegation was criminal or not. They have the officer's name and the department and whether or not they're still with the agency. And so if there's an internal investigation and you're put on the Brady list, shouldn't you be convicted of something? I don't know if someone thinks you did something that would be a reason for you to be on this list. And it's weird because some of the people, and I'm looking at some of these names, some of these people that I've known, they don't even work for the police department anymore. Some people are on here multiple times. I mean, don't even work there, wrong names, different. It's just weird. And so how do you clean this up? Unless every department needs to go in and look at this list and find out whether or not this person is still working there. It just makes no sense. And so I can see why somebody's like, you know, I see why the media is so wired about, oh, this is terrible, and they're this and they're that. Like, I'm looking at one name, that person's in prison. So why is this person's name there? Some of these people are literally in prison. Why is their name there? And I know some of them. Interesting. Interesting to say the least. Interesting to say the least. So when you get a chance, go through. Now, I would not take this list as the end all to be all because it is inaccurate. It's inaccurate. And it has names on here where some of the people are deceased. Some of the people no longer work for the department. And it tells that. But if you're no longer in law enforcement, why would your name be on the list? I mean, that's just me. But why would your name be on the list when you no longer work there? Interesting. But I guess, you know, the police are held, what did y'all say? Police are held to a higher standard, even when there's no standard.
Number one.
This from the U.S. Department of Justice. Now, the Office for Civil Rights, here's a weird one, has initiated a Title VI investigation into institutions of higher learning. They opened an investigation to 45 universities under Title VI, allowing the Office for Civil Rights February 14th Dear Colleague letter that reiterated school civil rights obligations to end the use of racial preferences and stereotypes in education programs and activities. But isn't that what most history books do? They have racial preferences and stereotypes for whites because they wrote the book. I'm just saying. The investigations came amid allegations that these institutions have violated Title VI of the Civil Rights Act 1964 by partnering with, you ready? The PhD Project. Now, the PhD Project is a project that provides doctoral students with insight into obtaining a PhD and networking opportunities, but limits eligibility based on the race of the participants. They're also investigating six universities for allegedly awarding impermissible race-based scholarships and one university for allegedly administering a program that segregates students on the basis of race. But what do you do? Hear me. What do you do when the students want to be segregated? And see, what scares me is now this going to trickle into fraternities and sororities and student groups, and now you got to let everybody in. So you're telling me the Jewish student group has to let Muslims in, and the Muslim student group has to let Jewish people in, and you're going to start mixing and matching and saying nobody can have anything to themselves. We live in America where people have a right to choose and pursue their own happiness. Now, I get the thing with the PhD Project, because I could never get into the PhD Project. And most of the time, it was only for women, women of color. So I get it, because there are less women of color, right? But there are ways around that, but I digress. The department is working to reorient civil rights enforcement to ensure all students are protected from illegal discrimination. The agency has already launched Title VI investigations into institutions where widespread anti-Semitic harassment has been reported. So when black people say they're harassed, we got to go through all of the munitions, all the garbage to get you to take the time to look to see whether or not there's a violation. Now, because they're Jewish, we're just going to automatically do it. Is that equitable? I don't think so. Title IX investigations into entities which allegedly continue to allow sex discrimination. Today's announcement expands our efforts to ensure universities are not discriminating against their students based on race and race stereotypes. The stereotype is that white people are smarter than black people. Or is it that black people are dumber than white people? Or that white is right if you black get back? I don't know. Students must be assessed according to merit and accomplishment, not prejudged by the color of their skin. We will not yield on the commitment. I get that. But what that also means is that whatever indicator you use to tell whether or not a person is doing right or is supposed to get the merit is fair. That's all I ask. Make it fair. That means the test doesn't get out early. You don't get to take classes, drop it, and then take the class again and pass it around to you. Like, all those little things that give you the upper hand. All the exams that are written, all the books that are written that favor you, because all the examples in the ACT and SAT are predominantly white examples of white America, of things that are important to white people. And I get it, because you wrote it. You wrote it for you. Give us the information, too. That's all. Universities now under investigation. Arizona State, Boise State, Cal Poly Humboldt, and they've got a list of names here. Cornell, Duke, a lot of Ivy League schools around here. The Ohio State University, University of Chicago, University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. And then I scrolled down and saw University of Wisconsin-Madison. So University of Wisconsin-Madison has the PhD project. And so what they're doing is they're dismantling programs specifically for black people. That's a problem. That program has never stopped white people from getting in. So if they want to keep the program, they'll have to open it up and let everybody apply. Then somebody's going to sue that say, because the assumption is, well, white people are smarter, so there should be more white people in this program. Huh? I don't get it. This needs pushback. This needs pushback. These are public and private universities. And so what do you do to get around it? Anybody? What do you do to get around it? You know the easy way to get around it? Don't take any federal funding. And that's unfortunate for students because then the only students that'll go to school are the middle class and the upper middle class who can afford to pay for college for their students. And that's unfortunate. But that's the world that we have created. That's the world that we've created. I see their alleged fairness in it. I also see the stupidity in it. So that means, watch this. If you're going to stop all these race-based and race-based segregated programs, then every single program that a woman is in, you need to get rid of it. Stop federal funding for all the women's colleges. You need to stop federal funding for all women-only scholarships because it's sex discrimination. Men can't get it. Stop funding anybody that gives women medical treatment. Stop funding anything that it's sex-based. That's how ridiculous this is. That is how stupid this is. Because now the law of unintended consequences will kick in, and now you have to start canceling things that you shouldn't be canceling. And while you're at it, let's stop school lunch too, because the majority of those folks that have school lunch, oh, wait a minute, they use income. Shouldn't that be illegal too? You discriminated against me because of how much money I make? And now rich people can't get school lunch, but poor people can? So that's what? Let's just get rid of school lunch altogether. Get rid of all of it. Get rid of it all. And while you're at it, let's get rid of it. Again, you go down this road, and all of a sudden, there's the law of unintended consequences. And it'll be like living in Canada. Oh, you can't say that. If you have an organization, it has to be open to everybody on campus. That's ridiculous. We literally talk about having a place where you feel comfortable, and now we created a space where people don't feel comfortable. I guess we need to have some tours. Like, what would happen if all black people just got up and left and moved back to Africa? Y'all know y'all ain't going nowhere. Y'all got it too good here. Creature comforts, money, prestige, power. Y'all ain't going nowhere. All you need to do is just start your own business. Build a legacy. Leave greatness. And if you're an all black business and, well, let me say that right. If you are black and have a business or an entrepreneur, any of that, if you need to share your story, grow your business so that other people know you exist? Well, we've teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black Business Give Back. So each quarter, four lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. All you got to do is go to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Sign up for your business spotlight interview. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Again, each quarter, four businesses will have an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey on our business spotlight interview right here on 101.7 The Truth. Go to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure right here on The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Hey, Truth Nation, join Benjamin and Kyle Wallace tomorrow, 10 to 2. Special Saturday broadcast live from Thrive on King for the 2025 Black Family Wellness Expo presented by the Lynx Incorporated and in partnership with the Diversity Blood Center of Wisconsin. Experiencing cooking demonstrations, that's for me. Basic healthcare service like blood pressure, that's for me. Learn your actual blood type? Already got it. You can even make a blood donation with Diversity Blood Center of Wisconsin to help save a life. So, it's a special Truth broadcast tomorrow. That's this Saturday. That's tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Black Family Wellness Expo right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Make sure you come hang out. Might even see me stroll through there tomorrow just to check it out, see what's going on. 833-212-1017 is the number. Katie, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you this fine Friday?
Ooh, hoo, hoo. Hey, Dr. Ken. What it is, what it was, what it shall be. I have okay, since, say, a white man can have his company and he only hires white men. You know, okay. He don't hire women because they may want to take off for maternity leave or some nonsense.
Well, don't
like
come
that,
up
right?
with an excuse. Just, you know.
So we just want to, I just want to hire all white men, and then they'd have something all in common, and you know, it'd be nice.
Okay.
Now on the same, because that's now legal, right? On the same token, can a black company do the same thing and
yes.
just hire all black people?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Cool.
Now
okay,
what you can't do, listen to what I'm saying. What you can't do, and I'm not a lawyer, so don't take my word for gospel. I'm not a get sound legal advice. What I can't do is not hire white people. Does that make sense? I can hire black people, but I can't not hire white people. Yeah. In other words,
well,
if you apply,
tell them the jobs are filled.
But then you'll get sued. You'll
How
get
can
sued.
You sue it?
Because
how can you sue it? They changed the laws.
Well, they
right.
Okay.
So you don't,
what? Wait,
you
wait,
don't,
wait, wait. What laws got changed? What laws got changed?
Well, they took a bunch of words out for federal, but from what I understand mm-hmm. is that, like, okay, if a black person was going to a college that a white person had applied to, and the white person didn't get the seat, then they sue, saying that, hey, I should have got that seat, and I was qualified, but you gave it to, you know, somebody else for whatever reason. So if a white, you know, on the same token, you know, it's like, DEI hires white people. No, what are we talking about?
Well, let me ask you a question because I think you're conflating a couple things. So when they overturned the portions of affirmative action that were race based, what they said is that you can't hire somebody strictly because of their race. It has to be okay. on merit. So what happened okay. at, I think it was, I forget if it was Harvard or Yale. It was Ivy League school. The Asian student filed a lawsuit because all of their scores, all of their grades, everything was more than the people that they got into the school. So they said, I deserved a seat at that school, at that prestigious Ivy League school, and I didn't get in. So I'm suing because if it's based on merit, I got better grades. I scored higher on the ACT or SAT. I got a perfect score. Whatever they did, it was better. And the court records and the grades and the scores showed that they were better. They said they let the student in. Yes, it was. They let the student in because the student was black or Hispanic. Whether or not the student could do the work or not do the work is irrelevant to the court. Whether or not the student could hold their own at the Ivy League, in some cases they could, some cases they couldn't, just like everybody. In the end, the Asian student won. So what they said is, you want to let people get in your school, that's great, but you can't use race as the factor.
Well, they could say that it's not totally merit-based in that instance, you know, to get into the school, that there's other things you want a more well-rounded.
Like what? No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. In the end, most places of higher education choose grades and test scores.
So how does that work in the workforce then?
Well, the workforce is the workforce. You can hire who the heck you want in a workforce.
Well, there you go. So if I have a black company and I just want to hire all black women.
That's fine. I would have no problem with it any more so than if all white men want to hire all white men. I don't care. Hire who you want to hire.
So, I mean, legally.
I can't say whether it's legal or not. I'm going to have to look for some lawyers to come in for constitutional law who understand that particular thing. Or I'm going to just do some research myself. But let me know. But again, it seems to come down to that people don't understand that, in particular to schools, companies with DEI and all that, all this is doing for companies is companies are now dropping their diversity, equity, inclusion statements that they had after George Floyd, and they stopped all the things that they never wanted to do, but they wanted to be like every other company. And now that they don't have to, they don't even have employee resource groups of some companies anymore because black and Hispanic and LGBTQ plus and all that, like every person, they want to get. So because white people felt uncomfortable with black people hanging out with black people, they just got rid of the group, and now they feel good now. And I guess it's okay. But here's my argument. Start your own. They don't want you at the start your own. Start your own business. Start your own store. Don't go work there.
Yep. Sounds good. Let me know where the farms are so I can buy from the farmers.
There you go. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
All right, well, thank you.
All right.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
FDIC.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Talking text line. Is knowingly putting false information to a police report by an officer a crime? Depends. And so here's the issue. Every crime is not hard and fast. You either have to meet the elements or you don't meet the elements. Because you think it looked like is not good enough to meet the elements. Because it sounds like doesn't meet the elements. You have to meet all of the elements of a crime in order for it to be a crime. So if you put information into a report that ends up being false, your reasoning for putting the information in the report, maybe somebody told you, you got the information from another officer. I'm not taking up for the officer. I'm saying you got to look at the whole thing. And so when you say false information, it depends. It's a case-by-case basis, and you have to look at a totality of a lot of things in order to figure it out. If it ends up being false, it should be a crime, because now you're falsifying an official report that's misconduct in public office. So there you go. Your name should remain on the list because if you played a significant role in a conviction, those cases could be overturned or not. I might have done something wrong in one instance and did it right in another instance. Isn't that what you all say, that people shouldn't have their past held against them, but yet if you're a cop, it should hold you for the rest of your life? I'm just asking. I'm just saying. You know what disturbs me about the black community, about our community, about my community? There's no forgiveness anywhere. There's no second chance anywhere. We give the wrong things a second chance. And when it doesn't affect us personally, we don't care, unless it's the police. And then we hammer them to death, no matter what. We hammer them into the ground. Oh, it looks like you did wrong. Well, did you? But instead of letting it play out, you know, we scream, we holler, we protest, we do all this because of what we think. And then later, when it's found that actually it was correct, eh, nobody wants to say anything. Nobody says, hey, sorry. It's unfortunate. It really is. And that's because the people can't hold the officer to the same standard that they hold themselves. If you commit a crime, you want leniency. But when a cop commits a crime, hammer them. Neither one's been convicted yet, but it's automatic. Cop, hammer them. Now, if they're convicted, that's a whole different thing. If they're convicted, I get it. Slam them. Lock them up. Throw away the key. But at some point, we got to take a step back and let the system work. Does the system always work? No. Does the system always come through? No. But the majority of the time it does. I think so. The majority of the time, it kind of works. But again, my argument's always been, it comes down to money. It always comes down to how much money you get and how good of a lawyer can you get. Because if you get one, boop, you're golden. And if you can't, life is rough. It really is. Anthony said, the music selection, the music selection you play, they should call you Dr. Funk. No, don't do that. That's Funkenstein. Don't mess with that. Don't mess with that. See, we gonna fight already. Call me Dr. Funk. Man, get out of here. There's only one. There's only one. And most people that are under the age of 40 have no idea who I'm talking about. And you know what? Between you and me, I actually want to keep it that way.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Come in with straight truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We talk a lot about the unprecedented quality and service you get from Pella, but talking to the people who work there, you can tell how much they genuinely love what they do. Pella's team is with you from start to finish. They don't disappear after the sale, and right now, take advantage of windows as low as $22 per month and doors as low as $89 per month. Certain restrictions apply. Offer ends March 31st of 2025. Get started today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe Show is coming up next, and I'll be rolling out of here. Have a great weekend. You'll be getting the best of all of us all weekend long. Don't forget to hang out on Monday. And, of course, Monday evening from 6 to 8, it'll be me and DT Thomas for Truth Unfiltered. We'll be right here. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate you all week. Hey, God bless. Take care. Be safe. It's going to be warm but windy. I'm out.